Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. North Korea Wednesday fired off two back-to-back medium-range ballistic missiles. The first was deemed unsuccessful, but the second traveled an estimated 400 kilometers before falling into the Sea of Japan. Both were identified as Musudan missiles, which the North has repeatedly failed to successfully launch this year. Analyst and former U.S. Air Force intelligence officer Cedric Layton calls the second of the two launches a partial success.
It does not meet the success criteria for the full range of the Musudan. However, it shows that they can launch a missile basically undetected, and they are willing to work with that. So it is a partial success for them, but it also represents the stage that they're at in terms of missile development, and they will further refine that and create longer range tests.
You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. A spokesman and a state news agency say clashes in Libya between pro-government forces and Islamic State militants, as well as an explosion at an ammunition depot, have killed over 60 people in just a day. Hospital spokesman Abdelaziz Essa says 36 militiamen loyal to UN-backed unity government died and 140 were wounded in Tuesday's battles with the Islamic State militants in Sirte. Meanwhile, Essa says that the Wednesday that most of the casualties came in direct gun battles with militants. Turkey on Wednesday strongly backed Britain, saying the European Union, a day ahead of the referendum on its membership of the bloc, says we want them to stay in the European Union. VOA News.